In the late 1990s, Florida was one of just four states to craft its own multi-billion dollar settlement with the nation's big tobacco companies. About a decade later, Florida voters approved a constitutional ballot measure mandating the state use part of that money to provide a dedicated funding source for smoking prevention education. That cleared the way for establishment of Tobacco-Free Florida. Shannon Hughes is the program's bureau chief.
An amendment was passed in 2006 which assured that this program would receive 15% of the settlement dollars annually in Florida. So we have very stable funding, and we know through studies and research that the longer a program is stable with their funding, the more impactful it can be.
Hughes speaking on Facing Florida with Mike Vasalinda. Over the years, she says the money has been used in a number of ways, including various public awareness campaigns, such as the current Quit Your Way promotion.
It's hard being a smoker. I've heard all the lectures.
You know, you shouldn't smoke.
I know all the signs. I've seen all the faces. I know the money it costs me.
Quit Your Way provides free patches, text messaging, emails, phone, group, or even web coaching, with more information at tobaccofreeflorida.com. To demonstrate the success of Tobacco Free Florida, in 2006, before the program was established, the state's adult smoking rate was 21%. Now the adult rate is at the all-time low of 15.8%. Vanessa Phillips is a health education program manager and tobacco prevention program coordinator for the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County. She says there's also been a steady decline in smoking among young people across Florida.
In 2006, our youth smoking rate was 10.6%, and it's now 3% here in 2016 across the state. And high school is at its lowest point ever at 5.2%, and that's cut in half from 2012.
That downward overall trend in smoking has also been reflected across the region. In Escambia County, the adult smoking rate in 2015 was 18.8%. That's down from 24% in 2007. The rate was also 18% in Okaloosa and Walton counties, 17% in Santa Rosa. All are higher than the state rate. Phillips says they recognize there is more work to be done, and in Escambia, they're using funds provided through Tobacco Free Florida to implement a variety of programs. She says to reach out to people where they are.
We work with local businesses to change their policies as far as wellness. We incorporate everything so that we can help everyone quit across the state. So cessation programs have definitely increased. And then we have free community cessation programs. We are working with apartment buildings to ensure that they have some kind of policy to where people don't smoke on the inside so that smoke is not carried from apartment to apartment.
According to the CDC, studies have found that smoke-free policies in the workplace have also helped to reduce smoking rates. Locally, the University of West Florida in August became one of the latest entities to adopt a policy to ban smoking on their campuses. And for many public and private employers, smoking is a factor in hiring. Thus, the current Tobacco-Free Florida Quit Your Way campaign in partnership with CareerSource Florida.
Finding a job can be challenging, but you may be facing one barrier that you didn't know was there: your smoking status. In Florida, a growing number of employers will not hire tobacco users. This makes quitting not only great for your health, but essential for getting a job.
Smoke-free policies have also been extended to area hospitals and public schools, too. And that brings us to youth smoking rates. In Escambia, the rate has come down to 5.7%. The youth rate in Santa Rosa is at 4%, slightly higher than the incredible 3% state rate, but a definite decrease from 8% in 2012 and 6% in 2014. Much of the credit here goes to the state-supported Students Working Against Tobacco, or SWAT.
SWAT definitely makes a big impact on our youth smoking rates in Santa Rosa County, and I would definitely attribute that to part of the reason why our rates are so low.
Gina Rosso is a health educator with DOH Santa Rosa and heads up SWAT, which is active throughout the Santa Rosa district and now has groups in six schools, including Pace, Navarre, and Milton High Schools.
We have over 150 active students across the county and a very active leadership board. We hold monthly campaigns within the schools, as well as community and different event outreaches throughout the year.
More recently, SWAT students took part in this year's Great American Smokeout. Despite their successes, Rosso says their efforts will continue, now with more of a focus on e-cigarettes and an ever-evolving range of flavored tobacco products aimed at youth. Their latest concern is hookah.
Hookah is a water pipe where you smoke tobacco through the water pipe, and it's pretty popular among the young adults and college age group.
Still, there's reason to be optimistic. On this 10th anniversary of Floridians approving a constitutional amendment to create tobacco-free Florida, the data proves the program is delivering in terms of saving lives and money. The state has saved an estimated $17.7 billion in cumulative health care costs, and there are now approximately 451,000 fewer adult smokers in Florida than there was a decade ago. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.